Are you ready at the feet of the master to receive words of life? Thousands of people gathered around Jesus for different motivation. Some came because of outward needs. Some came just to see. Some came to stand against Jesus, like the Pharisees and Sadducees. But some came for something far more important than the things of this earth. Some came for the right purpose, eternity. They were looking for the relationship forever. They were looking for peace forever. They were looking for eternal life, for the kingdom of God. A relationship, lasting blessings forever.
Do you see the value of your connection to Jesus? That's the question we have for you today. Do you see the value of your connection to Jesus? Everyone today is looking for a connection. They want to be connected to someone who has a good position in society, maybe a good financial situation, maybe someone that can give you something on the outside. We're all looking for connection for our family, for our future, for things that can benefit us. But do you know that the greatest connection is the one to Jesus Christ? Because that's what gives value to our lives. As a child of God, our value comes, our worth comes from our connection to Jesus. Because by ourselves, we're frail human beings. But when we're connected to Jesus, we're connected to the overcomer. And that means the one who overcomes lives inside of us, but only when we're connected to Jesus. That means that we are not perfect, but we have perfection with us through Jesus Christ, walking with us, talking through us, strengthening us. We walk with him, we live with him, we breathe with him. Do you value your connection to Jesus? That's the question. Think about it for a moment. Of what value is the connection to Jesus in your life?
So there are two types of people. Those who are connected to the right source, Jesus Christ, and those who are disconnected. Two. Adam was connected in the beginning, but he disconnected himself. He separated himself from God. How did all these things happen?
That's God, how what was alive became withered and died.
He's a God of relationship. Yes. If you're connected to the right source, his life, his blessings will continue to flow through you to everlasting life. As long as you are connected to the right source, you have peace forever, joy forever, relationship forever. Since man sinned and fell short of God's glory, Adam was disconnected, Cain was disconnected, and they erred away from God. But God said, one seed is coming, one person is coming, a special person from above. When he comes, he will restore the relationship, the connection between God and man. And the glory of man will be restored. That's why the quote of the prophet Jesus says, to be saved is to have a revelation of the glory of God. To be saved is to have the revelation of the glory of God. Means being a Christian is not works of man. Being a Christian is not ordinary. To be a Christian is to be connected to heaven.
And it's a spiritual connection.
Absolutely. It is an intimacy with God which springs from spiritual union. Mean you and God become one. Imagine Jesus stood at the midst of the temple and said, I and my Father, we are one. Oh my God. That's the declaration that triggered the anger of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And they took a stone and wanted to stone Jesus. How is it you, a mere man, you want to equate yourself to God? Blasphemy. That's what they said. What happened to Jesus? Unity with God is what Christianity is all about. Christianity is a union between God and man in spirit and in truth. Connection means fellowship, communion, oneness with God. We call God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How are we connected to God? We are connected to God in a special way, in a unique way. Communion, fellowship, unity with God starts from our union with Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's why he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Now, today, many are connected to the world. Their heart are connected to the
world.
Mean where your treasure is, there your
heart will be also.
What are you looking for? Your heart. Last time we talked about the magnetic attraction, am I right?
Mm.
Something can draw your heart far away from God. And something can bring your heart closer to God more than ever before. There are two opposing forces, righteousness and unrighteousness. Now we call ourselves Christian. What does it mean to be a real Christian? Let's go to our proof text today, to the book of John, chapter 15. We start reading from verse 4. Let's listen to the words of Jesus Christ to you and I.
Abide in me and I in you.
Mm.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
Mm.
I am the vine, you are the branches.
Mm.
He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
Mm.
For without me, you can do nothing.
Mm.
If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned.
Mm.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
Mm.
By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
Take note of verse 5. I am
the vine, you are the branches.
Do you hear what it means? What does it mean to you? I am the vine, you are the branches.
That Jesus is the source. We have to be connected to him. A branch without the vine cannot last. If a branch is cut off, it will wither and die by itself. It has to be connected to the tree, has to be grafted into the tree.
What is the most important part of a tree?
The root.
The root.
Mm.
Why?
Because that's where the nutrients and the water and everything is.
That's where the very life flows in.
Mm.
So what's the root of the branches? Can I ask a question? Does the root bear fruit? Is that the most important part of a tree? Does the root bear fruit?
But you can't see the fruit.
I'm asking a question.
It's the branches that bear fruit.
Thank you. Since the root is the most important, but the wisdom of God said, the fruit is not on the root, the fruit is on the branches. Why? God wanted that way. That's the question. We know the tree by its
fruit.
By its fruit. What does it mean? Which fruit are we talking about? Now, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the
branches.
No branch can bear fruit unless, verse 6.
If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered.
Mm-hmm.
And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned.
Mm.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you,
oh my God,
you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
This is what the Bible teaches.
Mm.
We are united with Jesus Christ in the Spirit in a special way.
Mm.
Romans chapter 8 verse 9 says, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Jesus.
Mm.
Mean the seal that connects us to Christ Jesus is the Holy Spirit. Can you go to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13? We need to understand the nature of our connection with God.
In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Oh my God, listen
to
that.
Who is the guarantee of our inheritance.
Now, let's say it again, gently. I'm going to study this one today. Go ahead. In him.
In him.
In Christ. We all here in Christ.
Mm.
I'm in Christ. Marry in Christ. Do things in Christ. I am. What's the meaning of in Christ? Mean to be in Christ.
Meaning we are no longer ourselves.
Mean you are grafted. That's the word the Bible uses. Mm. We were separated. And now God grafts. What does it mean to graft something, Ruth? In agriculture, why do we graft something in a tree?
So it can grow. So it can be part of the tree.
Okay. I have a tree, a branch, that never yield any fruit. Why? Because it was connected to the wrong tree.
Mm.
That tree was just half dead. It cannot bear fruit. Mm. So what do? We take the branch of a dead one and graft it into a tree of life.
Connect it to a living source.
Absolutely. So that the life of the tree of life can flow into that dead branch and bring life to that branch.
Mm.
And later that branch may produce fruit, not from the old tree, but from the new tree.
Mm-hmm.
This is the heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
All of us, we came from the wrong tree.
Mm.
We call it the wild olive tree, as Paul calls it in Romans chapter 11. Let me show you one picture. We're going to start about it. The Bible says, right from the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees. Which are?
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
And the tree of life.
And the tree of life. Mm-hmm. God put two trees in the midst of the garden. Mm. One, which is the tree of life, means if you eat the fruit of that tree, you will never die. You will live forever.
Mm.
The other one, if you eat it, lead to death and you will die. God always show us what is right in opposition to what is wrong. And God always forbid us to take what is bad. That's why he said to Adam, you can eat of all the trees, but there is one. I purposely tell you not to touch it. This very one, if you touch this one, you will die. That's what God said.
Mm.
When you look at the law of every country, the law always points out some offenses, am I right? Some crimes with some penalties. But do you see a law say, drink water, love your enemy, do what is good? The law is what is bad. The law stress the trespasses. If you drive above the limit, you receive penalty. If you drive, like, all the wrong behaviors are sanctioned by the law for penalties. That's the law. But God wants us to take what is good for us. Life is the God of life, not the God of death. He never forbid Adam to touch the tree of life, but he said, don't touch this one, lead to death. God is warning everybody not to sin. The fruit of sin is death. The fruit of sin is separation from God. It is sin that brings trouble to our life. It is sin that gives Satan power and authority to destroy. God wants us to be preserved. He wants us to walk in the path of righteousness and eat the tree of life. But the question is, why human being purposely, knowing what God says is not good, eat the wrong fruit? That's the question. What led Adam to touch the tree that leads to death? That death not only affected him, but affected every seed that came through him. So I want to show you one picture. We'll start talking from there. This is a reminder of what the Bible teaches. This is a reminder of what it takes to be a Christian.
Mm.
This is a reminder of our relation with God. This is a picture that starts to symbolize what happened in the garden. This is a tree. This tree is withered. Darkness. No life. Mm. No fruit. Absolutely nothing. This tree, flamboyant, full of life.
Mm.
You can see full of life. The life is flowing through all the branches. And what do you see? From the root, right from the root. That's what Jesus say in John chapter 5, verse 24. Can you read John chapter 5, verse 24? When we are, this is the tree of life that God wants everybody to eat and live forever.
John 5, verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life,
mm-hmm,
and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
Hallelujah. He who hears my word has passed from
death into life.
Into life. The death that Adam tested by eating the wrong tree that make him to be unfruitful, like the withered fig tree. If we come to Jesus, no matter how you were before, there is a promise of restoration of the tree of life.
Mm.
What is the seed that brings you here? He say, my word. You abide in my word, the word of life. That's why we said we passed from one step to another. This is the old life and this is the new life.
That's why the Bible says in Ephesians, yes, that we, those who are dead, have become alive.
Absolutely.
Go to
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Since you take me there. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Listen to Paul.
Yeah, this is exactly what I was thinking of. This is all our testimony, those of us who are rescued by Jesus. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord.
Can you put the picture while you are reading? You were once darkness. I mean, we were here. Mm. The tree is dark, dead, absolutely in darkness.
But now you are light in the Lord.
Now you are here, light in Christ. You are light in the Lord, the light of life.
Walk as children of light.
Walk as children of light.
For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
The fruit of righteousness, the fruit of the Spirit. That's the character of Jesus. The fruit we bear shows whom we are in Christ Jesus.
And the fruit we bear shows which tree we are connected to.
Absolutely.
Whether it's a good tree or a bad tree.
That's what the Bible says. You will know the tree by its
fruit.
How can a bad tree yield good fruit? Is it possible?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. So let's go to the Act of Apostle, chapter 20, verse 21. We have to understand this to know what is the nature of our connection with God in spirit and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Then you know what is the source of your life.
Acts 20, verse 21.
Yes.
Testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to explain something. Anyone can pass from this dead nature to this one full of life. This is the purpose of the gospel. That's the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 20. Paul said the mission of the gospel is to preach what? Repentance towards?
God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ.
Faith brings you here to the light. Means faith is the connection we're talking about. You can only be connected to the tree of life by faith. Faith in who?
In Jesus.
In Jesus Christ. Mm. That's why somebody may confess Jesus with the mouth. If he doesn't have any connection, he remains in the darkness. And that's what the Bible says clearly. Mm. There are two faiths, repentance towards God and faith towards Jesus. What's the meaning of repentance? If I discover I am in the wrong tree, I bear the wrong fruit, we all know what it means. And I said to myself, I don't want this life again. Mm-hmm. This life is a life of destruction.
A life of sin.
A life of sin and anger, destruction, pain, bad character, evil. The person who is connected to this has no life. He's just suffering. If the person say, he heard about the word of God, the first thing you have to do, God has to remove you here. You see this picture? Look very well. First, you can see this branch has been severed or cut off or removed from the dead tree. Mm. This is repentance. When I repent, I disconnect myself from the bad tree, from the old way of life that yield fruit unto death. Once this branch is removed from the wrong tree, what happened next? By faith in the word of God you hear, by faith in Christ Jesus, Holy Spirit will do something new. A new life will come. New birth, new nature. He will translate you here and connect you to the right tree, which is the tree of life.
But it can only come through repentance, meaning we need to realize that we are connected to a wrong source. We have allowed sin into our lives, and it's only through sin that Satan can rule us and that death and darkness can come into our lives. But once we decide to say no to sin and ask God for repentance, repent from our ways, that's when we can be grafted into the tree of life.
So this means there are two ways to the journey of righteousness. First, repentance and faith in Christ Jesus. These two must go together for genuine salvation. If I truly repent before God for my sins and ask for mercy and forgiveness, that's not enough. I must be connected to Christ Jesus, believing his resurrection from the dead, for Christ to come in me to become a new life in him. If I don't have faith in Christ Jesus, I will never receive the Holy Spirit. Mm. The only way to receive the Spirit of God is to have faith in Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's why he's saying, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. We can see in the Bible the case of Acts chapter 19. Let's go to Acts chapter 19, from verse 1 to 5, to see something strange that happened there. When Paul came, he saw some people who expressed repentance and were baptized in water, and they were fellowshipping. When Paul came in their midst, Paul said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? Paul noticed that something was lacking in their lives. They were Christian, they were fellowshipping, but something was lacking. The life wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And Paul perceived it as a spiritual person. Let's read.
Acts 19. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus, and finding some disciples, he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So they said to him, we have not as so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit.
Thank you. We have never heard that there is a Holy Spirit. And Paul said, we receive the Holy Ghost by the hearing of faith.
Mm.
If you have never heard about Jesus, how will you receive the Holy Spirit? Only Jesus Christ can give the Holy Ghost. Faith through him. The Spirit proceeds from the Father to the Son into our lives. Jesus has received the seal of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that poured the Holy Ghost in our lives. He's the one who baptized the Holy Spirit on fire. This means when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive a new life.
Mm.
He imparts the life of Christ in you and seal you in Christ. That's Ephesians 1:13. In him, having believed in his word, you are marked with the seal of righteousness and you become part with Jesus through the Spirit of God. And now when you believe in Jesus as the Son of God, when you believe Jesus died for you, when you believe his resurrection, and you believe in him and accept as your Lord and Savior, at that time, repentance and faith will bring this new life in you. That means our only connection to the tree of life is faith. What connects us to Christ is faith in Christ Jesus, faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nothing, no works of righteousness on the outside can bring you to life. Only Jesus. You must express faith in him directly. And faith is a conviction. That is why what happened when Paul said that, Paul realized they never heard about the Holy Ghost because they didn't know Jesus properly.
Mm.
If you ignore Jesus, if you ignore what the Bible says about Jesus, if you ignore the word of life, how will you receive the Holy Spirit? 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 23 says, we are born again, not of corruptible seed.
But incorruptible.
The word of God who lives and abides forever. This is the importance of the word of God. Being a Christian is a divine connection to God. We call the inheritance of the saints in light. When you accept Jesus, you become a branch grafted in the tree of life. And then you become partaker of the life of the tree of righteousness. It is no longer you who lives. Let's go to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Let's listen to what Paul said. Faith is a conviction that arises in your heart that God is true, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
Hallelujah.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Read it again. Everybody should listen.
I have been crucified with
Christ. What's the meaning? I have been crucified with Christ. Mean I am dead to this one.
That the sin in us has been crucified.
That's what the Bible says in the Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Those who are in Christ has crucified the flesh and its bad fruits.
Mm.
Now, Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. Mean, you know what crucifixion means? Jesus was nailed at the cross.
Mm.
Being grafted, being sealed with Jesus by the word of God, we seal you in him. Attached to Christ. Go ahead. It is no longer I who live.
It is no longer I who live. Yes. Christ lives in me.
Oh, my God. When I'm attached to him, my life is no longer the dead life. You see what is green? The life that flows through the branches give life. mean that's the Spirit of God flowing from within and bringing his fruit on the outside. I'm attached to the tree. It's no longer I who live. I'm just a branch. I live in Christ. In him I live. In him I move. And have my being.
My being, yeah.
The Holy Ghost deep within, the life flow from the Father through the Son and through you and bring life to every cell of your body. Spirit, soul, and body. The life I live.
Which I now live in the flesh.
Oh my God, yes.
I live by faith.
I live by faith.
In the Son of God.
I mean faith is the seal that connected me to Jesus.
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
Who loved you, you and I, and died for us on the cross of Calvary. Our connection with Jesus in the tree of righteousness, I mean Christ is our righteousness. We are connected by the Spirit of God. That's why some people in the beginning repented and followed Jesus in the book of John chapter 6. When you are attached to Christ Jesus, you have to bear fruit. The question, is it possible for somebody to join Jesus and not to bear fruit? Is it possible, Ruth?
Not if they're connected to Jesus. If their heart is connected, if it's just their mouth confessing Jesus, maybe they won't bear fruit.
Okay.
But if their heart is connected to Jesus, there definitely will be fruit.
Let's go back to John chapter 15. There's something very, very important Jesus said. John 15 from verse 4.
Abide in me and I in you.
This means abide in me and be grafted in me and I in you mean my life will flow through you by my Spirit.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.
Okay. This branch you see here, there's one branch here that have no fruit. This one. Go ahead. Unless
it abides in the vine.
Now, what happened to this branch? This branch abides in Christ, but the life of Christ does not abide in him. There are two ways. You abide in him and he abides in you. How can this be? Many people confess Jesus. Repentance, baptized in water, and followed Jesus. In the beginning, they were getting into faith. Mean the process of being grafted. You can graft somebody in the tree and there is no life. Okay, if somebody, for example, have an organ that needs to be removed, they put the kidney of somebody in your body. Am I right?
Mm.
If the body rejects the graft, that will not work.
Mm.
There's one thing to be grafted. There's one thing to bear fruit and to bear life. The only way to bear life is to abide in the word and the word abides in you. And that is the issue. Those people follow Jesus, but the word were not abiding in them. Why? Because they believe for selfish reason. They never believe for eternal life. They never believe for righteousness' sake. They never believe for eternal connection with Jesus. They were just here to receive healing and go back. But this one to believe to remain with Jesus forever. Let's come back to the picture. Okay, continue reading.
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, mm-hmm. neither can you unless you abide in me.
Mm-hmm.
I am the vine, you are the branches.
Mm-hmm.
He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit.
Hallelujah, yes.
For without me, you can do nothing.
Good, continue.
If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered.
You hear that?
And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned.
Mm-hmm.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire.
If you abide in me and the word abides in you, that's when the life will flow through you. Mm. That's why John say, in the word, there is life and life is the light of man. That's the word of life. Any branch abide in me and does not bear fruit, it will be cut off and pruned. That's what happened to Judas Iscariot. Many who called, they followed Jesus in the beginning. But what happened? The seal of faith was not there. And what happened? He withered away.
Mm.
Many followed Jesus in the beginning in John chapter 6. When Jesus said, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Mm. They could not understand that. And they left Jesus.
Because following Jesus requires revelation of the Spirit. You can't follow Jesus on the outside. You can't follow Jesus just, it's not a fleshly decision. It's a heart decision. It's a spiritual decision.
The only way to abide in Christ forever is to believe for righteousness' sake. Don't believe for selfish reason, classic reason, believe for righteousness' sake. If you look at this picture again, Those who believe for righteousness, you can see the green light is flow through the branches. These are the righteous ones. The apostles of old, they follow the process. They were grafted. They abide in the word. At Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came and sealed them forever. He said to them, John chapter 14, verse 17, the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because he neither sees him nor knows him.
No one knows him.
But you know him. He is with you and he will be in you. Take note of that. He is with you when you get into faith. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost. But he will abide in you, inside of you forever, and life will flow from within. Those who believe for everlasting life, those who believe for righteousness' sake in Christ Jesus, receive the gift of righteousness, and they were sealed with the Holy Ghost forever. They will never be removed from Jesus. They can never lose their salvation. They will be fruit for everlasting life. That connection is faith in the finished work of Jesus of Nazareth. The type of connection we have determines the type of relationship we have with Jesus. What do I mean by that? Many come with their mouth, but their heart is far. But our heart is only sealed with Jesus when we receive the seal of the Holy Ghost. We are united with him. His life becomes our life. The fruit we bear is no longer our fruit, but the fruit of the Spirit deep inside of us. Now, when we rediscover whom we are, when we truly repent, we are disconnected from the dead tree. And by faith in the word of God, you are connected in righteousness to the tree of life, which is Jesus. And then we begin to bear fruit for eternal life.
Eternal life.
Eternal
life.
We have a special singer here today.
I want to
come here.
Live eternal life.
So we have a sister that sings what?
She's supposed to help me every come Sunday here. Because I can't sing.
She's always hiding behind the technical side. Today you're going to see her. Come and sing here.
God save my soul.
Please join us to sing.
Eternal life.
Eternal. Let me see your face.
God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. One more time.
Eternal life.
I want to live eternal life.
God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. Thank you so much. The only way to be connected for eternal life is to believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen.
Believe he died for you. He wants to give you a new life. That we believe for heaven's sake. We don't believe for silver and gold and pounds of dollars. We believe for righteousness' sake.
If you are watching this and you're tired of not having a true connection, if you're tired of pretending to have fruit, but the real fruit is not there, that's exactly what happened when Jesus cursed the fig tree that had withered. Because there was an appearance of fruit. But it was withered, there was no fruit. And that is why Jesus cursed that fig tree, because if truly the Spirit of God is within you, there must be fruit at all times, in every season, day in, day out. No matter what the circumstance says on the outside, no matter if sickness strikes, no matter if tiredness sets in, no matter if stress is all around you, but the fruit of the Spirit must still be there if you are connected to Jesus. Because remember, you're not perfect, but perfection is with you, walking with you, fighting for you. And that's why the servant of Elijah said, look at all the chariots and horses. And Elijah said, if only God could open your eyes to see that those who are with us, fighting for us, are more than those are with them. In the same way, if you are truly connected to Jesus Christ, the fruit will be there every day and every moment. And that fruit is what will make a difference in your life. So it's not too late. If you're tired of pretending to have fruit, if you're tired of just confessing the name of Jesus, but your life is not really grafted in him, there's an opportunity for you today to redeem your life, to redeem your time, By renewing your covenant with Jesus, your covenant with God.
That's why we are here today, for the universe of God. We believe that getting the word into your heart, the life of Christ will be manifested deep within you. This Bible is a mystery. Jesus called it the parable of the sower. That's the seed of divine life that comes into your heart and gives birth to faith and to righteousness. When this word is planted deep within your spirit, your heart, it will bear first root. That is belief, conviction. And then the life of God will begin to flow from your heart. It will begin to affect your thinking, your words, and your faith, and be manifested on the outside. Mm-hmm. Which fruit are we talking about? The evidence of righteousness is not silver and gold. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Goodness, gentleness, kindness, the character of Christ. This is the fruit that will remain forever, for everlasting life. Now, if you doubt your way, it is time to reconnect yourself to the right source. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Ask him to give birth to righteousness. You have to believe we are not righteous. He made us righteous. That's why he died for us, to justify us. You have to believe in the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. You have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. When you believe the Son of God, the Spirit of Sonship will come. When you believe his resurrection, newness of life will come. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, when you believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you receive the gift of righteousness. You are what you believe. If you believe in Christ's resurrection, you walk in newness of life. That's what brings the Holy Spirit in your life. When God sees true faith in you, when you repent and accept Jesus, Holy Ghost will come immediately. When he abides in you, he begins to manifest the life of Christ through you, inside of you. And life will flow deep within you. Your character will change. Your attitude will change. Your thinking will change. Everything about you will change. And you begin to sense the presence of God in spirit and in truth. I'm telling you the truth.
So it's time to connect to the right source. It's time to discover your root in God. It's time for you to realize that the fruit is for eternal life. The fruit is for righteousness. So if you've come to that realization today and you want to renew your covenant with God, renew your connection with Jesus, renew your connection to the spirit of the eternal life of Jesus Christ, you can do that right now. Let's pray together.
Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, the scripture says, God's word is a word of righteousness. I pray for every person who is watching, every person who is struggling to believe, every person who is examining himself about the fruit he bears. I pray, fall afresh on such person. Open his heart to the living word. Let the living word sink deep in his heart. Lord, touch that person, renew his mind to believe. Not for earthly things, but to believe for eternal life. When you point that person to eternal life, to the things of heaven, righteousness will begin to flow. Jesus said, whoever is thirsty, come to me and drink, and rivers of living water will flow from his spirit to everlasting life. Lord, I pray, let there be relationship. Let there be salvation. Touch that person, Lord. Release that person and bring the kingdom. Let there be life. Let there be light. Let there be righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be the right connection in the name of Jesus. Reset the belief to believe in Christ, the Son of God. To believe by faith in the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. To believe that Christ is living with you, living for you. Believe he died, believe he resurrected for your justification. Let Jesus be the center of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be salvation. Let there be relationship in the name of Jesus. Begin to walk in newness of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, discover your root in God, which is faith, revelation, understanding, conviction, and real movement. When you believe in Christ, your life will change and you'll be moved by the life of God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Right now, position yourself.
We can't wait to hear your testimony of how this message has impacted you and how your life is change, because now the fruit of righteousness is in your life because you're connected to the right source.
Mean believe in Jesus Christ for righteousness' sake.
Amen.
That's why I say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be given to you. That's the word of Jesus. Be blessed in Jesus' name.